this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The very strong cold front running from the Great Lakes to South Central Texas borders a summer-like eastern seaboard, with the exception of folks right along the Atlantic, where a sea breeze off the chilly ocean keeps temperatures a few degrees below normal. On the other extreme, blizzard conditions continue in North and South Dakota, stretching into Montana and northern Idaho. Otherwise, the West is warm and dry. Now, along that cold front, showers and thunderstorms persist through Chicago, Kansas City, and St. Louis, down through the Central Plains with heavy rain and flooding in parts of Texas and Oklahoma. That cold front slides slowly east, touching off scattered showers through midweek along the East Coast. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
A young Ukrainian mom who was killed along with her 3-month-old daughter in a Russian bombing had posted now heartbreaking online photos and captions describing her pure joy at being a mother. This mom posted, "It has been the best 40 weeks of her life. Our little girl is already a month old," wrote the tragic mom, whose name is Valerie Glodden. And she posted that on Instagram on February 5th. "Daddy gave her the first flowers. This is a new level of happy." The new mom added, "About 2.5 months ago, before she and her husband were killed on yesterday, in an airstrike in Odessa. A particularly grim-faced Ukrainian president, Zelensky, started his video address yesterday, decrying the infant's murder. He said among those killed was a 3-month-old baby girl. How did she threaten Russia? "It seems that killing children is just a new national idea of the Russian Federation." He said, "They are just bastards. I don't have any other words for it. They are bastards." This, ladies and gentlemen, is the highest day of the Greek Orthodox Church. And this is a hymn played in every Greek Orthodox Church across Ukraine. The mother and the baby were killed. The widower is a baker. He later posted heart-wrenching photos in Instagram of his late wife and child, where the new mom is seen feeding her baby. "My dear ones, the kingdom of heaven, you are in our hearts." The post in Ukrainian and translated in English says his post included a picture of him holding his little girl. He was from the seaside city of Odessa and made an emotional post nights before starting the war. The mom included pictures of what appeared to be her gender reveal, where she and the baby's father held pinkish-red smoke bombs to signify they were having a girl, a beautiful girl. The picture of the mom and the little girl are in most newspapers right now, most online sites right now. It is worth going to see. Glodden is the last name. Look up that name, G-L-O-D-A-N. This is the height of the Greek Orthodox religious cycle. Say a prayer with me.
Oh.
Hey, good evening. I'm live. This is Walter M. Sterling, and the name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Pray for that little baby. Pray for her mom. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep, the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Giza cotton. They make expensive shirts out of it. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a, get this, listen to this, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and this is unbelievable, a 10-year warranty. 10 years. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets. You hear what I said? 60% off the Giza Dream sheets. You will receive a set for as low as $39.99. A set of Giza Dream sheets for $39.99. And also for a limited time, with any purchase, you will receive Mike's soft cover book absolutely free. Yeah, Mike Lindell's book comes with the sheets. All you do is have to say the name Walter. You put the name Walter, say the name Walter, when you call MyPillow. 800-844-0876. What number? 800-844-0876. Because right now, there are MyPillow people ready to talk to you and answer any questions you have about the Giza Dream Sheets. And they're waiting. It's not a machine. 800-844-0876, live, real people at this time of night, because Mike Lindell respects you. $39.99 for the Giza Dream Sheets. Say my name, Walter, and get that discount.
Sterling on Sunday.
When you go to the drugstore and you see the greeting card selection, those are greeting cards for, like, school teachers, your grandmother. Those aren't greeting cards for your friends from work. Those aren't greeting cards for the guys you play golf with or tennis with. Those are greeting cards for, you know, second grade. You're a grown-up now. It's time for you to get your own greeting cards. And you find them at filthycard.com. This isn't a joke. Filthycard.com. Go look at them. They're hysterical, well-made cards, great paper stock, and it'll help you stand out. Go to filthycard.com, enter my name, Walter, and you will get $5 off the purchase. $5 off the purchase at filthycard.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Hi, Walter Sterling, live on Sunday night at 16 minutes past the hour. Dan from Wisconsin, welcome to 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Hello, Dan.
Hello, sir. Good evening. I've always loved the show, but I don't think anybody actually knows what's going on over in Ukraine and Russia. I think any loss of particularly child life is terrible for sure, but I don't know. I like the show for the fun stuff. I just don't want to hear about Ukraine and Russia. Does anybody know what's actually going on? What's your take on it?
Do you know what's going on there?
No, but I do know that whatever the media is telling us sure as heck isn't the full story. That much I know.
Well, first of all, now that you're on the air, you are the media, Dan. Congratulations.
All right.
Now you've crossed the barrier. You are the media with about as much expertise as the guys and women on the media who I know. They're guessing. What do I know? And I will share with you what I know. And thank you very much for the call, Dan, at 888-688-WALT. Here's what I know. I know we have a large body of land in the middle of Russia, surrounded by Russia. They don't have to do a traditional war. They don't even have to waste money on jets going across an ocean. They don't have to waste money on a going across airplanes. They don't have to use airplanes. All they have to do is step across the street to invade this country. That's number one. Number two, what are they doing? They're bombing residential homes. They are bombing apartment buildings. The woman who died with the magnificent child in her arms was in a residential building. She wasn't at an army base. She wasn't in a tank. She was in a residential building at the height of the High Holy Day for the Greek Orthodox Church. That on all those levels seems unforgivable. The challenge that Russia has is they're not going to win. They are not going to win. They're not going to win because the people of Ukraine are never going to secede. That's problem number one. Number two, all the countries of NATO are not going to say, hey, good job, Vladimir. Good job. You're doing fine. Once this war is over, we're going to be your buddy. They're going to win nothing. It's the dumbest attack ever. Ever. They're not going to win. Other countries aren't going to support them. No one's going to secede. This is Looney Tune time. And in my opinion, the United States of America has done a poor job of supporting Ukraine. We have not done what we're supposed to do in Ukraine, spiritually, militarily. We haven't done it. Now, about my show, and I appreciate you mentioning that, Dan, about my show, it is not my nature to step across the line into wars, politics, or to indulge in this type of conversation on a Sunday night when all you want to do is not think about anything and get into Monday. And I wasn't going to do it. I had a completely different opening in mind. When I saw that photograph of this beautiful young mom with a one-month-old in her arms, breastfeeding the one-month-old baby, I'm like, this is the story. This has to be mentioned. And I am the only show on in North America that is live and capable of addressing this tonight. I'm it. And I have a fiduciary responsibility to you to cover it and to discuss it. It's not going to be my topic. Don't worry. We'll get back to stupid soon. There's a limit to how much I can do, but this is a combination of a number of things. This is the height of the Greek Orthodox religious cycle. Tonight, this is their highest holy day. And congratulations for their highest holy day, a magnificent, beautiful, one-month-old Greek Orthodox child was murdered by Russian forces. Yeah, you bet I'm going to mention it. You bet I'm going to mention it. And all you have to do is pray. What I'm going to do is pray. That's how I'm going to salute that child. That's how I'm going to do it. But I could not ignore it. I could not ignore it. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. We'll get to the lesbians in space, the usual edition, drive-through brew. We will get to all of those magnificent, never an award-winning feature, which brings me to something equally horrendous. Well, not equally. Which brings me to something horrendous. And there's Frank Morano. Thank you for listening, Frank. Thank you for being in your car and listening. One of the great hosts in American radio. And he's on WABC, which I only mention because we're not on in New York, so I feel no compulsion about mentioning it. And we'll talk about WABC in a little while because the ratings that they have pulled off are stunning. Absolutely stunning. But again, we'll talk about that a little later. This is what I want to talk about with that baby. Do you have a baby? In your life, do you have a baby? Have you ever held a one-month-old child? Has your wife, significant other, mother, held a one-month-old child? Have you held a baby? Now I want you to imagine the hell of hearing the bombs going off and realizing a few seconds later that that child is dead. You and I cannot imagine that type of horror. I hope we never have to imagine that type of horror. But I know the rage that I would feel is beyond scope. There's no scope for the rage I would feel. And I suspect you're the same way because you're a decent human being. And here are these thugs from Russia bombing apartment buildings. That mother and that baby were in an apartment building, a residential building, not a military installation, not army barracks. They were in an apartment building, you know, where they take out the trash in the back. They have deliveries just like yours, just like yours. And they went to the Greek Orthodox Church, and they celebrated the high holidays of the Greek Orthodox Church. Today is the highest holiday of the Greek Orthodox Church. If you've never been to a Greek Orthodox Church, if you haven't had an opportunity to see their services, give yourself that opportunity. I've seen it a couple times. It is so beautiful and so spiritual, lacking in dogma, just... it's just magnificent. You will feel so good about Earth. You will feel so good about your fellow man if you see a Greek Orthodox ceremony. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I always like to talk to you, and that's why I do the show live. I know there are a lot of lame hosts who record it ahead of time. I've never done that. I've done this show live every single week for 8.5 years because it's just a matter of courtesy. That's what you do, isn't it? It's radio. We're live. That's what you do. You do live shows. 888-688-WALT. That's how I feel. He asked me, how do I feel about what's going on in Ukraine? I feel here's a fairly defenseless country being attacked by a highly offensive country, more than capable. But my suspicion about Russia in this event is this. Ukraine is a small country, and as we've seen, pretty defenseless. And Russia has not had to cross the ocean. They've not had to fly 1,000 miles to get to their target. They've just had to cross the street. They've had to spend no time on transportation to get to work. They just have to cross the street to get to work. I don't think Russia has the military power or clout that we have been led to believe they do. I don't think they have the clout that we suspect they do. That's my opinion. I don't think they have the arsenal that they'd like us to believe that they have. And I'll tell you, the tell to me was this. When Gorbachev was still in power, we got to see his office. We got to see what was on his desk. And on Gorbachev's desk were 3 telephones, dial telephones. And they were, I'm looking at them like, those aren't multi-line phones. A multi-line phone is a fairly sophisticated piece of equipment, believe it or not. It's a fairly sophisticated piece of equipment. And I saw that 25 years ago when the cameras were in his office. And then I'm looking at Putin's desk, and the same 3 telephones are there. No, the same 3 single-line phones are there. I'm like, well, why doesn't he have multi-line phones? Maybe it's because they haven't figured it out. Maybe it's because they haven't figured out how to do that tricky thing. I believe that they don't have the technology that they'd like us to believe. That's my hunch. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT is my phone number, and I'm looking for that email from you, Sean. Here we go. What do you think? That's what I think. All right, we're going to have, you ready? We'll have everything you want. We'll have the usual edition, the drive-through brew. We will have what else? Lesbians in Space. And Sally in Voorhees, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Sally.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. I remembered you said that when you spoke to the Ukrainian banker next, you were going to ask him if they really received money that sent. But I found an organization, the International Fellowship for Christians and Jews. I called and I donated. They said I earmarked it for Ukraine. They said 75% of the money goes for the cause and 25% for administration. And I got a wonderful thank you in Hebrew, a blessing from Israel. And I thought you'd like to know that. I have the phone number if you want it on air, the 800 number.
Sure, go ahead.
800-970-5010.
The only problem, Susan, is I believe that they broke down the administrative costs honestly and that the rest of it is going to Ukraine. But what I don't know is what happens once it gets to Ukraine. I don't know what happens.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
You see, that's my problem, and I will ask about that, and I thank you for talking to us, Sally.
Yeah.
You're a great listener, and I appreciate it. At 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You know, the thing about giving money to Ukrainian causes is it could be a perfectly honest and honorable organization, but I don't know if the money actually is distributed in Ukraine. I believe they may not be keeping it in their own pockets, but they may be sending it overseas, and who knows what happens then. I am live on Sunday night. Isn't this amazing? What else is live on Sunday night? Not a darn thing. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Coming up, we have the drive-through brew. You know what that is. The usual edition. I've got an amazing conversation coming up with Vic Ferrari, New York City police detective. It's just a really loaded, powerful, and important show. All right, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A very strong cold front running from the Great Lakes to South Central Texas borders a summer-like eastern seaboard, with the exception of folks right along the Atlantic, where a sea breeze off the chilly ocean keeps temperatures a few degrees below normal. On the other extreme, blizzard conditions continue in North and South Dakota, stretching into Montana and northern Idaho. Otherwise, the West is warm and dry. Now, along that cold front, showers and thunderstorms persist through Chicago, Kansas City, and St. Louis, down through the Central Plains with heavy rain and flooding in parts of Texas and Oklahoma. That cold front slides slowly east, touching off scattered showers through midweek along the East Coast. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
The last thing in the world I want to do is talk about a dead baby in Ukraine. But the more I look at that story, the more outraged I am. Here's a magnificent three-month-old child, a beautiful three-month-old girl, who was murdered by the Russians. And, oh, so was her mother, in a bomb run on their residential building. A beautiful baby. If you go into the newspapers now or the on-sites now, you will see a picture of these two, because the mom, a couple days ago, took a picture of the two of them and posted it on Instagram. These are beautiful people. And what were they doing? She was guilty of feeding her baby. And then she was murdered. Alex in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, that's very sad, very sad. You know, really, I got to tell you, I got a couple of theories about what's going on in Ukraine. They could be totally wrong, but I think, he had no reason to invade Ukraine. But it could be a shakedown cruise for Putin. You know what a shakedown cruise is?
Yes, because I'm from Jersey.
A shakedown cruise, for those in the audience that don't know, is you go on a ship. It's your first outing on a Navy ship to see what goes wrong, what can go wrong, so that it can be fixed right then before you actually go out on the mission. This may have been a way for him to test his army for what he has ultimately in store for it down the road, not Ukraine. This is just a staging area to find out what he had no idea how his army would do. He's never been involved in a war before. And so we have to watch this guy because he's been flashing his Satan II hydrogen bomb. And this guy, it can be extremely dangerous. I don't know what he's up to, but I don't think it's Ukraine. I think it's a shakedown cruise for some other invasion that will take place. Who knows when? It could be sooner. It could be later.
You could be absolutely right. I think that he has, I think he's miscalculated everything on every level, both the military, the social aspects, support from the rest of the world. I think he is screwed up on every single level. And you know what scares me most about him? This will sound weird, but what scares me most about him is I never see him with anybody. He's always alone. I never see him with a wife. I never see him with women supporters in his cabinet. He's always alone. And a man who's working unilaterally and not watched by women is going to make terrible mistakes. And I thank you for the call, Alex. Thank you very much for calling 888-688-WALT. The name of the mom is Valerie Glodan, G-L-O-D-A-N. If you have a second, look up on Google, look up her name, Valerie Glodan, and you'll see a picture of her with her beautiful one-month-old child, this beautiful kid, and the mom, and they're both dead. The minute you take a look at them, just remember they're dead because they were guilty of being in an apartment building. That was it. They were guilty of being in an apartment building. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. My name's Walter Sterling. Good evening. This is Sterling on Sunday. And Susan in Fairbanks, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, Walt. Enjoy your show every Sunday.
Thank you.
And I would just like to mention that as an Alaska resident, I'm afraid of when Putin says that after the Ukraine, there will be other countries. And I'm on his East Coast. And if he decides he made a bad deal when he let the U.S. acquire Alaska from Russia, he may want to renege on that deal. And there's not much between his East Coast and my West Coast. During the winter, when there's a land bridge, there's nothing between him. And he can start moving across land. And if we don't do something about him now, that will be us lying dead before we have a president now who may not be real quick to respond to the threat. And that will be us lying dead. I don't know Russia's national dream of land grab. I don't know if we're part of it. But it's because I don't know that I'm concerned. And I just wanted to agree with Alex, who called you, to say that it's maybe a shakedown, that maybe he's testing to see if America's resistance is really going to be up to it, or will we just say, well, that's just Alaska. There's really nothing up there but a few caribou. And if the government we have now is so good at creating an America that people want to live in, why did Nancy Pelosi buy a retirement home in Florida? Hey, Nancy, you made the mess in San Francisco.
Well,
you should
don't
be forced
forget
to stay there.
Susan, don't forget, Nancy Pelosi also bought a $24,000 refrigerator. Don't forget that part. Susan, the thing that surprises me, that I don't see why Russia feels the need for a land grab. The way I put this in perspective, and thank you for the call, Susan, the way I put this in perspective is Russia is a country composed of 12 time zones. 12 time zones. We can't even conceive of a country that big. Can we, Pete? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Pete. Hello, Pete. Pete in Percosi, Pennsylvania. It seems as though Pete has fallen asleep. My number is 888-688-WALT. Vic Ferrari is our in-house New York City retired police detective. And coming up in just seconds, you and I will talk to Vic Ferrari. I have some key questions for him. He's a great novelist. He has any questions you have about being a cop, Vic will answer. And he's coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. All right, I'm Walter Sterling, and you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and how his pillow has given me the good night's sleep I deserve and I need, and you too. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest is on the towel set. Well, now, towels aren't something you think about often. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Well, now Mike's changing the game with six-piece towel set, a six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent and yet providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. This set, listen what comes with, two bath towels. These are huge bath towels. Two hand towels, and two washcloths. Now, this typically goes for $79.98. For a very limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99 with the promo code WALTER. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click the Radio Listener Specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 for the towel set. You will find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well if you enter the promo code WALTER or call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876 and use my name, Walter, 800-844-0876, and take advantage of these great radio-only specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
Did you see where President Nixon signed that new law banning cigarette advertising on radio and TV? It's the Public Health Cigarette Smoking Act, and it takes effect in 1971. Hi, I'm Brad. It's bad enough that my show will lose a great source of income, but we will all be losers, and I'll tell you why. For we smokers, the ads are a source of great information, like the ones that show that more doctors prefer Chesterfields, or that new science shows the benefits of a recessed filter on Parliament, or how Pall Mall is outstanding and it is mild. Once this treasure trove of information is banned, how are we going to know what to smoke? I'd like your thoughts. Phone lines are open now, and we'll talk to you following the news and the weather. Sponsored by, unfortunately, for not much longer, our good friends at Spud Cigarettes.
I'm going to hypnotize you. Yes, you. Right now. Relax. You want to smoke. You want a smoke that will make your mouth taste fresh. There is such a smoke. It's called Spud. New Spud. It's new. New. It's a completely new filter cigarette. Other cigarettes have filters, but this new Spud has something else. It has a light touch of menthol that freshens the smoke. New Spud has a filter tip. It has a crush-proof box. It has a fresh taste like it was air-conditioned. You're going to try new Spud tomorrow. You're going to try new Spud. You're going to buy a pack tomorrow.
Pulse Beat News at 25.
On WQAM.
Well, Walter Sterling, Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night with Vic Ferrari. Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. Welcome to the big show, Vic.
Hey, Walter. Thanks for having me on your show.
I have two questions for a retired New York City police detective. The first question is, the refund me, where they may have come to the conclusion that maybe there's a need for police officers. When I, this is my story. It's real simple. When I first went to New York City on a regular basis in the 1970s, I'm not kidding you, I'd walk down the street with my parents, and my parents would say, how can you live here? How do you know where it's safe? And I say, well, if you live here, you actually do know. You know when to cross the street. You know which side of the street is safe. And you cross the street. You know which subway stations to avoid. You might even go to another station that's further away from the stop you want just to feel safe. That's how you felt safe in the 70s. And then by the late 80s, I never had to think twice about walking anywhere because the squeegee guys were gone, the windows were repaired, and the cops were on the street, and they were smiling, and you could look them in the eye, and they were proud, and you were proud to know them. Now, not so much. What do you think is going to happen in New York City with the police force at this point?
Well, I mean, right now you have an insider as mayor, right? You got Eric Adams, who is a former NYPD supervisor. I think he rose to the rank of captain. For everything I've heard about this new police commissioner that he's hired, I think she's really good. She's the real deal. The problem might be the city council and putting pressure on these people not to implement stop and frisk. You've got with the court system with bail reform. I mean, it's a turnstile. You got people getting locked up tons of times and they're never seeing the street. And I think the biggest problem you got there is they closed down Rikers Island. I mean, so there's really no place to put these people, even if you did lock them up. So the former administration has left a mess, and I just don't know how they're going to dig their way out of it.
Well, Mayor Bloomberg, two mayors ago, Mayor Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, he was a supporter, instigator of Stop and Frisk. And Stop and Frisk made a lot of sense to me. And I always put myself in the position, if I was stopped and frisked, how would I feel about it? I would feel delayed, but I wouldn't feel violated because I'd have nothing on me that I shouldn't have on me. If a cop thought, gee, maybe I needed to be frisked, maybe it was a party for him, I wouldn't care because I hadn't done anything wrong. Therefore, stop and frisk to me is just fine. And they turned it into this whole other level of indignity. But I think it was a good system. Now, has it been reinstated?
I don't believe so. I mean, I know the police department has created a new gun task force. But like everything else, how far are they willing to go with it? I mean, stop and frisk got a bad name, a bad rap, because people think that you stop people and go through their possessions and empty out their car and go through their pockets. It's not. It's someone will get patted down or a slight slide and a squeeze to see if they have a weapon, and that's usually based upon time of day, furtive movement, what's going on. Is it 5 seconds or 5 minutes away from a 911 call of a man with a gun or a robbery in progress or someone's acting suspicious at an odd time or day? It's not like the police just go driving around saying, hey, that guy looks dirty, or let's mess with this guy.
Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. Question number two. There was a horrendous murder in Queens Estates, and I think I should explain what Queens Estates is. It isn't Queens. When people think of the borough of Queens, they think of sitcom characters. No, no. This is $2 million homes, small homes that are priced at $2 million in a gated community that happens to be in Queens. It's where Geraldine Ferraro used to live, the woman who ran for vice president. This is a prestigious neighborhood with high-priced real estate. And here's this woman who was having an affair. And her boyfriend decided that the affair should not be ending. She thought the affair should be ending. And apparently, he stabbed her 60 times. The thing that bothered me the most about how this was handled, and maybe you have some other issues with how this was handled, was I'm like, what they say? There was a 13-year-old boy in the attic of that house, and they put handcuffs on him and took him to the precinct without mom, without dad, without a lawyer. I'm like, what? How big a lawsuit are they looking at for apprehending a 13-year-old boy with no reason except that he happened to be around and dragging him into the courthouse, into the precinct?
Well, I think first the family's got to grieve, right? I mean, they've got to bury this poor woman, and, you know, the husband, I'm sure, is distraught of what happened, and he probably can't wrap his mind around this. He just lost his wife, and then to find out she was having an affair. A police investigation, something as serious as a murder. I mean, this isn't missing property or a stolen credit card. Someone has lost their life in a house, and the only person is a 13-year-old child. I get it. It on the surface, it looks very harsh. The boy or girl, I don't know, was probably startled to be woken up and, you know, their mother's missing, right? They don't think their mom came home. The police are at the door. There's blood. I don't know exactly what happened, but I can see that happening until they get to the bottom of what went on. They'll probably be indemnified for it. But a lot of times, I mean, it looks bad on the surface. The optics are terrible, but if a police investigation often focuses, especially with a murder, it's how close the people around them were.
All right, Vic Ferrari is going to be with us at about 12:30 tonight, 9:30 on the West Coast, with an excerpt from his great book. What's the name of the book you're going to feature tonight?
NYPD Law and Disorder.
NYPD Law and Disorder. His books are very funny, very informative, and I know you'll enjoy them. Vic Ferrari, thanks for being with us live tonight on Sterling on Sunday to clear up the issues that you and I have about New York City police and about police in general. And any time you have a question for Vic that you would like to ask a cop directly, send it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, and I will present the question to him, and we will have Q&A with a real New York City police detective. Coming up, I've got the drive-through brew, the usual edition, and strippers on the loose. No other radio show has this much live on a Sunday night, and I want to talk to you. 888-688-WALT.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A very strong cold front running from the Great Lake to South Central Texas borders a summer-like eastern seaboard, with the exception of folks right along the Atlantic, where a sea breeze off the chilly ocean keeps temperatures a few degrees below normal. On the other extreme, blizzard conditions continue in North and South Dakota, stretching into Montana and northern Idaho. Otherwise, the West is warm and dry. Now, along that cold front, showers and thunderstorms persist through Chicago, Kansas City, and St. Louis, down through the Central Plains with heavy rain and flooding in parts of Texas and Oklahoma. That cold front slides slowly east, touching off scattered showers through midweek along the East Coast. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Do you know what's easier than a naked woman getting money from a man? I'll tell you later. Strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
All right, we're live, Sterling on Sunday. Randy the K, listening on KMOX. Welcome to the show.
Ah, thank you for having me.
Walter, I want to ask you a question, a serious question. How did the meeting with your daughter's teachers conclude? And I don't want to use the word confrontation. Or did you unload on them? That's it.
Well, it's a great question, Randy, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Here's the deal. I happen to believe that the news that comes over the AP wire and the UPI wire and NBC News is not quite as important as the news that takes place in my kids' classroom. That the news that happens in the kids' classroom is a bigger deal in my house. I have a beautiful 10-year-old daughter, like your 10-year-old daughter, beautiful, articulate, clever, and obsessed with American Girl dolls. However, my 10-year-old daughter has a challenge, and her challenge is she has a condition known as apraxia. Apraxia is extremely slow speech. She had a severe speech delay from birth, and we have done everything we can do to support her and help her get through it and stay healthy and feel good about herself. And we get all the speech therapy we can afford, which happens to be a lot. It would have been more if one company had kept me on all their damn stations rather than yanking me off because they were all so precious. However, she's in class, and she's talking. And there's a kid, her frenemy, who made fun of her for the way she mispronounced some words. He got her to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which I clearly can't say, and neither are you. But my little girl, no way she can say this. It was only through some vague system that I understood what she was saying. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. She gets out as much as she can, and then this jerk makes fun of her. That isn't what got her upset. God bless her. She thinks enough of herself that that isn't what got her upset. Instead, what got her upset was she reflexively called him stupid. And she caught herself, and she felt so bad about calling him stupid. That's what made her feel bad. That's what made her feel bad. Then I had a problem. And the problem was, what do I do? What do I do to not make this situation worse? Because it is my nature as a professional talk show host to seek conflict. Whereas you, a sane person, don't want any conflict. I look for conflict. I delight in conflict. When I'm in a conflict situation, I don't mind it at all because I feel I'll win. I am comfortable in extreme situations. Anytime I can get an extreme situation, believe it or not, sick as this is, I'll go, huh. I'll relax because I believe I can always win an extreme situation because you're too polite. You're too polite to win it. She stayed home the next day. She wouldn't go to school. And I called the office at the school and I said, listen, this is what happened. You have to take care of this for me because I don't trust myself taking care of it. I don't trust myself talking to the teacher about this or the assistant teacher or the 8 teachers they have in those classrooms nowadays. She stayed home. It blew over. I have not yet addressed it, and I am disappointed that none of those teachers have called me and said, Mr. Sterling, this is what we're going to do about this. Because I can't have her going through that again. I can't have her being in that conflict situation. Here's the worst part. That boy who gave her a hard time, she's in third grade now. That boy who gave her a hard time has been with her since kindergarten. And every year I say, do not put that boy in class with her. And every year she's in class with her. This is a big school. They have 4 sections for each grade. Don't put that kid in my kid's class. Just don't. She has exactly 1 enemy. I don't want him in her class. What happens? Every year, he's in her class. To me, these are the actual conflicts in life. The check engine light in my car, problem number 2. trouble at the elementary school, problem number one. Paying for the kids' college, problem number three. And some boyfriend trouble with the 16-year-old. It never gets more complicated than that. I'm Walter Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. You and I should talk because I'm live. Take advantage of this. I love it when people say, well, you know, the mainstream media. No, no, guess what? If somebody's working in a steel frame building on big signal radio stations, they're the mainstream media. I love it when I hear these guys making 10 million bucks a year saying, well, you know, the mainstream media, the mainstream media, the mainstream media. No, no, they're the mainstream media. And when you pick up the phone and you call me and I put you on the air, congratulations, you're the mainstream media. And this is Sterling on Sunday. Hi, I'm Walter Sterling, and by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow. And now Mike Lindell has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. I am wearing My Slippers right now. They are an orgasm for your feet. You put your feet in these, they'll go, oh. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoors and outdoors. What? Slippers outdoor? Yeah, that's what they're made for. And you can wear them all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. These are beautiful. These are expensive looking. And they should be expensive, but they're not. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. You will receive a free book with his purchase. Yeah, you'll also get his book with the purchase. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you will want to get some for the whole family. And this is what I did at Easter. I got them for the whole family because they're spectacular. Perfect gift. Perfect gift. Go to MyPillow.com, click the radio listener square, and use the promo code Walter. Put in Walter. And you will receive discounts on all of their products by using the promo code Walter, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or call 800-844-0876. Say Walter, 800-844-0876. There's a live human being there right now on Sunday night. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
You deserve to own your own business. All through the pandemic, you thought, I am going to own my own business. I am not going back to the office. And you shouldn't, and you don't have to. There's a company called Social Indoor that would like to help you get into your own business. What is Social Indoor? It's a franchise that gives you exclusive coverage of a specific geographic area. All over the country, there are franchises available, especially in Chattanooga. If you are anywhere near Chattanooga, you can own the franchise to Social Indoor. Well, what's Social Indoor? When you go into a fancy restaurant and you go into the restroom, there's no advertising in there, but you're in there for quite a while. Now, you can own the advertising in those restrooms. It's a 21-inch computer screen. Ads go on it. Messages go on it. You own that space. You put the messages on it. And you get money. Get the information. Go to socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
The thrill of dancing in the nude and grinding on strangers was not enough for one Caresha Anderson of Baltimore. She realized there was better ways to make money. And you could do it with friends as well. She is wanted for a lot of bank robberies in the Maryland area, around Baltimore, up towards Annapolis. She's sort of a one-woman crime spree. They say that if you chase thrills, you're always looking for that next one, that next higher one. Well, robbing banks are, yeah, it's pretty good. What's next for Caresha Anderson? Probably 10 to 20. In the federal pen. She's wanted. They're looking for her. She should have just stayed at that jiggle joint. From the Champagne Room, this is Strippers on the Loose. I'm D'Lo Hool for Sterling at Night.
Coming up on Florida Stories, we have a well-intentioned young man who just wanted to have a little too much fun at Disney World. We also have the most brutally honest cop on earth. A beautiful lady moves from Poland to Florida and makes $1 million on OnlyFans. And don't you hate it when you get hit by a car so hard your legs fly off and then someone else runs over them? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Liz Wheel is an acclaimed author of an amazing book coming out in just seconds called A Spy in Plain Sight, the inside story of the FBI and Robert Hansen. Robert Hansen was America's most damaging Russian spy. That book will be out on May 3rd. Now get this, Robert Hansen was America's most damaging Russian spy. The amazing thing about him is usually when you think of spies, you think of guys who are in like the CIA or the Foreign Service or foreign attaches. This guy was in the FBI. And he managed to do so much damage that he got three consecutive 15-year sentences without any possibility of parole. I look forward to talking to Liz about what did he steal? What did he give them? How much damage did he do, and did he get anyone killed? And those are the normal questions. You know, when you get books to discuss on the radio, they give you a list of questions. Just because I'm stupid, lazy, and left-handed, and a misfit, I never use those questions. There are two questions I'm going to ask her that are three questions. Liz is a regular on Fox. She's a regular on Fox TV. The first question I'm going to ask her about this guy, Robert Hansen, you know about him. You heard about this story. He was like on the loose for 10 years, 15 years. Nobody was a spy longer than him. But one of the things that I noticed was that he very quickly was funding and supporting a mistress. He had a good time. He met her at a strip club, put her up in an apartment, fed her, gave her beautiful clothes, all off of his expense account. I've had expense accounts. The most I could do is sneak through an extra set of hors d'oeuvres. That's the most I could do. Plus, I want to know how come for the 15 years that he was being a spy, he never was interrogated just as a matter of cleaning the force. If you're in the CIA, they go through about once a year, they go through every member of the CIA, put them on a polygraph, ask them a few questions, make sure they're on the up and up. It turns out in the FBI that wasn't happening. And he got away with years and years of deception without being quizzed. Hey, where were you last week? Why'd you get on that airplane? I'm going to talk to her about that. Then the last thing I'm going to ask Liz Wheel about, Liz Wheel about is, well, you're on Fox regularly. Why aren't I on Fox regularly? Why haven't I been on The Five? Now, my neighbor, Geraldo Rivera, he's on The Five all the time. They fly him in to be on The Five. They put makeup on him, and he looks like $1 million. I won't look like that. You remember in the old days, there was a guy on The Five who was fat. He wore suspenders. Everybody liked him, but, you know, they couldn't keep him. They had one liberal. He was a liberal. That's too many. At Fox, if you're liberal, they look at you as though you're eight people rather than just one. They look at, yeah, it's like eight people standing over there. No, he's just one. He died recently. You know who else died recently? Darn it, my brain. The guy who played the owner, head of the agency on Mad Men, who was in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. I'll think of it in a second. He died today. He was 90. Anyway, yes, I have to get his name. But anyway, so we're going to have Liz on. We're going to ask her those questions about Robert Hansen. It's an incredible book that she wrote. I'm going to tell you the truth. This is how good a book it is. As I'm going through it, I'm like, is this fiction? I had to check to make sure it was nonfiction. It's nonfiction. And the name of the book is, and I'm giving it to you again so that you have time to look it up and order it, A Spy in Plain Sight, the inside story of the FBI and Robert Hansen, America's Most Damaging Russian Spy, written by Liz Wheel, acclaimed legal analyst. And we will call her. Yeah, we will call her. Name pronunciation, Lise Wheel. That's how you pronounce it, Lise Wheel. Very clever, Lise Wheel. She wrote this book called A Spy in Plain Sight, The Inside Story of the FBI and Robert Hansen. And what motivated this guy? It's funny, everybody asks what motivated it, but there's a line in the book that made it very clear what motivated him. You and I will talk about that. When I read this book, I was like, whoa. It reads like a thriller, even though it's a nonfiction book. I look forward to sharing it with you, and we'll talk about that at 36 past the hour. All right, so it's an exciting night. Now, do you know about my website? It's Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. And on that website, everything is there. Everything. You can get your Midnight Misfit membership card. The Midnight Misfit membership card gives you the translation key, the decoding key to the secret messages I give after midnight, after 9 p.m. on the West Coast at KXNT. Plus, you see incredible photographs, all the information you want about Florida Stories. Florida Stories has its own tab on the website because James Parker is such a talented guy, he gets his own tab. And you will hear Florida Stories coming up. And you get a link to our podcast. Now, the reason I do a podcast is that by federal law, all talk show hosts must do a podcast. No talk show host wants to do a podcast. We hate doing the podcast. What most talk show hosts do is the lazy thing. They take clips from their broadcast show, and they post them on a website. That's a bad way to do a podcast because, hold this thought, radio and a podcast are different media. This is live. I do a show live. Podcast is on demand. That's a whole different thing. KXNT in Las Vegas. Right now, it's 8:30 in Las Vegas, and boy, are you lucky, because right now, Haim is starting their concert. The best band in America, H-A-I-M. Haim is starting their concert in Las Vegas. You're in Las Vegas? Are you in Las Vegas? I want your review because it has been such a thrill for me to get to know this band, and I'm going to try very, very hard to get a Haim on the show next week and talk to them about being Haim. And then I've made up in my mind, a perfect concert. Three acts, each band has three members. Sitting on Stacy, three guys. Hansen, three guys. And Haim, three women. And you know, they all have the same kind of music. It's like alternative rock, but right on the edge of pop. So it's accessible even to people like you and me. We like this stuff. I like Hansen. I like Sitting on Stacy. I like Haim. But it's, you know, it's not exactly morning zoo material. In fact, if you say to anybody you listen to them, they'll think you're cool. They will actually imagine that you're cool. But you're not. You're a misfit. That's why you and I get along. And I want to talk to you. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. We did what we had to do to get a very special phone number that would spell out my name, a vanity phone number. But I'm so excited. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk to Liz Wheel. I don't know what's wrong with me. Lise Wheel. Pronunciation guys always make it worse for me. Whenever I get a pronunciation guide, it always gets worse. If just don't give me a pronunciation guide, I'll figure it out. It'll come out close enough. She's an acclaimed legal analyst. No, but don't put that in the bio. Nothing's more boring than a legal analyst. But she's the author of a book coming out next week called A Spy in Plain Sight, The Inside Story of the FBI and Robert Hansen, America's Most Damaging Russian Spy. and we will find out what damage he did. He got 3 15-year sentences in a maximum federal penitentiary. You got to work hard to do that. I mean, that doesn't just come easily. We'll find out why he's there, how come he's there, and he has no possibility of parole. And all I can say to that is thank God he has no possibility of parole. And you can talk to her, too, because she'll be on with us live. And like I told you, I got three questions for her. How come he was never questioned for the 15 years he was in the FBI? How come they did normal, you know, HR review of him? How come he was allowed to have a mistress on the payroll for maybe months, maybe years? That's pretty wacky. I will reveal to you what I found out about what his motivation was, which is, you know, pretty logical. And then I'm going to ask her, how do I get on Fox? If she's on Fox, what do I have to do to be on Fox?
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A very strong cold front running from the Great Lakes to south central Texas borders a summer-like eastern seaboard, with the exception of folks right along the Atlantic, where a sea breeze off the chilly ocean keeps temperatures a few degrees below normal. On the other extreme, blizzard conditions continue in North and South Dakota, stretching into Montana and northern Idaho. Otherwise, the West is warm and dry. Now, along that cold front, showers and thunderstorms persist through Chicago, Kansas City, and St. Louis, down through the Central Plains with heavy rain and flooding in parts of Texas and Oklahoma. That cold front slides slowly east, touching off scattered showers through midweek along the East Coast. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Franklin County, where police catch a girl with meth, and they offer the classic deal. Hey, if you tell me where you got this, maybe we'll go a little easier on you when it comes to sentencing. And so the girl tells them, and they say, wait a second, isn't that the name of the sheriff's daughter? Yes, it is the sheriff's daughter. So they call the sheriff, and he says, do what you would normally do. So they set up a controlled buy. So the 38-year-old daughter of the sheriff shows up to sell 2 ounces of meth, and the cops put cuffs on her. She says, do you know who my dad is? He's the sheriff. And they said, we know. He insisted on being here. He wanted to go to the bust. And so you had the sheriff of Franklin County arresting his own 38-year-old daughter for meth. WMMB with the report.
You think I've, like, seen my child in an orange jumpsuit back in a jail cell? Of course not.
Franklin County Sheriff A.J. Smith is known for trying to get meth off the streets. But the last person he expected to arrest was his daughter.
Meth is one of our number one priorities at the sheriff's office to prevent meth use and meth sales and rehabilitation. So we've been, our narcotics guys have been working a case. And as a result of one arrest, we found another person who was involved, who happened to be my daughter.
38-year-old Kristen Kent was arrested for trafficking meth Monday afternoon. Smith says the situation is unsettling, but he won't be treating this case any differently.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, the last person you ever want to have to arrest is one of your family members, and especially your child. I mean, it's like you can't even put it into words. I mean, I don't think it's anything you wish on your worst enemy.
Thanksgiving's going to be awkward.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Today is the golden time for Vermont Public Radio. Give what you can.
All right, welcome all my Midnight Misfits. What did he say? What did he say?
Spring is the golden time for Vermont Public Radio. Give what you can.
Ah, yes. To me, Walter Sterling, that is the ultimate vision of hell. Vermont Public Radio. You may find it interesting, but I find it offensive just in principle. Nothing in particular. I'm sure they're lovely people. But the idea of Vermont Public Radio and the fact that it is exalted no matter what, no matter what, it's like, I don't even want to think about this. Now, it's after midnight on the East Coast, and there's a lot of research done on what people want to hear at this time. And what they want to hear at this time is three things. They want to hear about sex, UFOs, sex, UFOs, and outer space.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bra?
I love my character. I love my character so much. She is a real person, and she's nice, you know, and it's nice to play someone nice. Because often women, you know, you have... It's nice to play someone who's just straight down the line, a good girl, you know? I did actually grow up in L.A. for a lot of my tween years, I guess. Is that preteen? For a few of those years, I was living there. So no one would have me speaking in English at school. And at that age, you just adapt. Because things like water and banana, water and banana, I mean, it's totally different.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Spring is the golden time for Vermont Public Radio. Give what you can.
All right, 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Are you having a good week? Is everything working out well for you? Are you feeling good?
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bra?
Donald, if you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
And I remember hearing Don't Rock the Boat for the first time, and I was like, well, why can't I rock the boat? I want to rock the boat. I'm feeling very upset.
Alana Haim right now is singing in Las Vegas. She is singing in Las Vegas with her sisters, Alana Haim. I love the band Haim. This is the first night of their new national tour. They're going to be performing at Madison Square Garden. They will be performing at the Hollywood Bowl. This is a major tour. I wish them every success. Every success. The great thing about Haim is, first of all, they don't take themselves seriously. The thing I hate about most pop groups and rock bands and musicians is they're going to commit serious issues. They're going to throw in serious, they're going to get Nancy Pelosi to read their poems to Congress and have it entered into the congressional record. Oh my God, that actually happened. But Haim just thinks it's all a goof. Their music, yes, it's terrific and tight and as professional as you will ever hear. But their banter between the songs is just a hoot. That's why I love them. H-A-I-M, Haim. And then this is Alana. First time ever she was told not to rock the boat. She was told not to rock the boat for years because she was in a girl band, and this is how she answered.
And I remember hearing Don't Rock the Boat for the first time, and I was like, well, why can't I rock the boat? I want to rock the boat. I'm feeling very upset.
888-688-WALT. These are the Midnight Misfits. You don't belong. You're not normal. If you're going to work right now, that's not a normal thing. Everybody else is sleeping. Everybody else is just turning into bed. Maybe they're crazy and they're going to bed a little late tonight, you know, because it's the end of the weekend. But you and I, we just don't fit in. That's our mission in life, to cause trouble. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep, the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Giza cotton. They make expensive shirts out of it. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a, get this, listen to this, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and this is unbelievable, a 10-year warranty. 10 years. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets. You hear what I said? 60% off the Giza Dream sheets. You will receive a set for as low as $39.99. A set of Giza Dream sheets for $39.99. And also for a limited time, with any purchase, you will receive Mike's soft cover book absolutely free. Yeah, Mike Lindell's book comes with the sheets. All you do is have to say the name Walter. You put the name Walter, say the name Walter, when you call MyPillow. 800-844-0876. What number? 800-844-0876. Because right now, there are MyPillow people ready to talk to you and answer any questions you have about the Giza Dream Sheets. And they're waiting. It's not a machine. 800-844-0876. Live, real people at this time of night, because Mike Lindell respects you. $39.99 for the Giza Dream Sheets. Say my name, Walter, and get that discount.
Sterling on Sunday.
When you go to the drugstore and you see the greeting card selection, those are greeting cards for, like, school teachers, your grandmother. Those aren't greeting cards for your friends from work. Those aren't greeting cards for the guys you play golf with or tennis with. Those are greeting cards for, you know, second grade. You're a grown-up now. It's time for you to get your own greeting cards. And you find them at filthycard.com. This isn't a joke. Filthycard.com. Go look at them. They're hysterical, well-made cards, great paper stock, and it'll help you stand out. Go to filthycard.com, enter my name, Walter, and you will get $5 off the purchase. $5 off the purchase at filthycard.com.
On Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story.
Thank you for the listener who sent me the viral video of some Florida woman getting attacked by a flock of geese. Or is that what they're called? A flock? Hang on, I'll look that up. All right, just got back from looking it up. If they're on the ground, it's called a gaggle of geese. If they're in the air, it's called a skein of geese. S-K-E-I-N, skein of geese. You're welcome. Hold my beer. So in 2017, a 24-year-old Polish woman moves to New Orleans. She has training to be a primary school teacher, and she immediately gets a certification and then a job there. And then she moves to Alabama and eventually ends up in Orlando. But, you know, primary school teachers don't make a whole lot of money, and she found out that she can make a little extra money on the side with an OnlyFans page, which is where you do sort of this homebrew porn. And so she starts making sexy videos of herself, putting them on OnlyFans, and pretty soon she's making more doing that than being a teacher. So she quits being a teacher, does OnlyFans full time, makes $1 million. And somehow her landlord stumbled onto her OnlyFans page, and she is verified as a $1 million account. So he goes and asks her about this. This is what you're doing in my rent house. You're using it as a porn facility. And she says, yes, it's perfectly legal. I can do whatever I want, and it's none of your business. He goes, true. But now your rent is doubled. I didn't know you had that much money. And if you want to stay at this house and do that, then you're going to pay me twice as much starting right now. which I think he was just dumb. I wouldn't have asked for more rent. I would have asked for something else. So what did she do? Did she pay the extra rent? Nope. She moved to Las Vegas. And yes, guys, she's absolutely beautiful. Ridiculously so. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
What I'm about to tell you, you'll think is nonsense. You'll think that that can't possibly be true. This is not a true thing. It's a true thing. Anxiety and distress related to environmental issues have spiked in the last decade. It's spurred by a dramatic increase in climate disasters. I'm not aware of any increase in climate disasters. However, climate-aware therapists are trained to look for signs of climate-based distress and anxiety and help their patients become more resilient. Creating connections with others can help people with climate-based distress to cope with feelings. In the last decade, the term climate anxiety has been used to describe the fear or frustrations that arise out of climate crisis or one's perceived inability to stop climate change. Climate anxiety, or eco anxiety, isn't officially classified in the Diagnostic Manual of American Psychiatric Association, yet more people are experiencing grief, anxiety, or distress related to climate change, and mental health professionals are taking note. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? This is a whole new profession that psychiatrists are taking advantage of. People are showing up at their offices with anxiety about climate change, and it is a result of more and more climate disasters. Now, I am not aware of any increase in climate disasters. Are you? Has there been an earthquake under your house, a sinkhole next to your house, more so than in the past 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? No. No. I remember one thing, which seems to have been forgotten in the history of man. When I was in elementary school, there was a publication called Your Weekly Reader. And Your Weekly Reader reported on the fact that you and I were at the end of an ice age. Because, you see, glaciers move at a what? Glacial pace. And it said we're at the end of an ice age, and over the next 10,000 years, it would be getting 1 degree warmer. Maybe two. But the fact is that it was not rapid or fast. And John Coleman, who for many years was the meteorologist for Good Morning America, a pleasant fellow from Chicago, who spoke very fast and clipped things, and he was the founder, beginner, starter of the Weather Channel. He started the Weather Channel, and then somehow or another mismanaged that and lost control of it. And no creative type should ever get near venture capitalists, but there he is, a venture capitalist. And do you know, it seems like a mission of every cable system in America to get rid of the Weather Channel. They all seem to hate the Weather Channel. I don't know why, but I've heard the conversation too many times. They want to get rid of the Weather Channel. Anyway, John Coleman has said in many, many venues, he says, it's not theory, it's a fact. There is no global warming. It's a fact. And he's a big gun meteorologist, and now he's dead. We can't go back and check it with him. At the end of our weekly reader, at the end of your weekly reader, there were articles about the end of the ice age. We're at the end of an ice age. However, it doesn't happen in a day. It happens over
thousands of years. We've got about 10,000 more years to go before the glaciers fully recede. Maybe 20,000 more. But it's not now. And it's not because you're driving a gas guzzler. It's not because you're driving a Pontiac. It's not because you're driving a big Chrysler. That's not why. It's a natural, normal event. And the cycle has gone on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Because notice whenever you hear about global warming, they have stopped saying this is why. Nobody's saying this is why there's global warming now. That doesn't happen. It's because it's a normal part of the cycle of the Earth. It is very old. Okay? It's very old. But it seems that it has caused great anxiety in thousands of Volvo drivers across the world. And they're going to their psychiatrists for therapy to deal with the anxiety of global warming. And why are they going there? Because they can't control it. In their minds, it's true, and they can't control it. Also, it seems they think it's imminent that the global warming is taking place tomorrow. It's not. Taking place tomorrow, and they have no control. This particular group of people has a lot of problems with things they can't control. Major problems with things that they can't control. One of the things I have learned, and I get happier every single day, I swear to you, is I am clearer and clearer every day about what I can control and what I can't. And the clearer I am about what I can't control, the happier and the more joy is in my life, because it means other people, other forces, higher powers are in control. And what do I have to do? I have to prepare this show. That's all I have to do is prepare this show. I have control of this show most of the time. Then sometimes things don't work. And I've gotten very good, and I think the people I work with will say so, I've gotten pretty darn good at being pretty darn patient when things don't go well. Wasn't true when I started doing it. Now it's true. You know what we've got coming up? We have the drive-through brew. This is made by Jerry DiCarano. Jerry DiCarano writes it and produces it, and J.J. Wilson is the voice. J.J. Wilson, the voice in the drive-through brew, is such a gift to me because of his dad. His father was one of the greatest announcers in the history of Cleveland radio, Pittsburgh radio, and New York City radio. His father was a guy named Big Wilson. Big Wilson was an insanely talented man. Like, he was just struck with talent. He knew what to do on the air. He was born to be on the air. And his son is what? What? Born to be on the air. And thank you, JJ, for being part of Sterling on Sunday. It means a lot to me that you're here. It's like he's my good luck charm. Everybody on this show is a gift to me, I swear to you. And we will have the usual edition coming up. That is our parody of public radio, an enterprise that I can't stand. At least I'm consistent, right? Like, you know I don't like this or this. I have an email address, and I look forward to hearing from you. It's waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. Every email I get gets answered. And then please look at that website. That website's a doozy. The website is Walter Sterling Show. You can hear every show we've ever done. It's listed right there. Walter Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A very strong cold front running from the Great Lakes to South Central Texas borders a summer-like eastern seaboard, with the exception of folks right along the Atlantic, where a sea breeze off the chilly ocean keeps temperatures a few degrees below normal. On the other extreme, blizzard conditions continue in North and South Dakota, stretching into Montana and northern Idaho. Otherwise, the West is warm and dry. Now, along that cold front, showers and thunderstorms persist through Chicago, Kansas City, and St. Louis, down through the Central Plains with heavy rain and flooding in parts of Texas and Oklahoma. That cold front
slide slowly east, touching off scattered showers through midweek along the East Coast. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida story, let's go over to the happiest place on earth, Disney World. Young man's going through security, and he has a fanny pack, except he does that cool thing. Instead of wearing the fanny pack around your waist like a loser, you wear it around your neck, and it slings under one arm like a quiver of arrows. Security said, let's see the contents of the fanny pack. So he takes out the fanny pack and hands it to him. They open it up. There's a gun right there. They're like, dude, you have a gun? You can't bring a gun in here. Do you have a license to carry this? Well, of course he doesn't. Not only does he not have a license to carry it, he's a convicted felon, so he's not even supposed to possess it. So they run his license real quick, and of course the cops are going to get that info really soon. So he pulls a baggie of some chalky white substance out of his pocket and shoves it in his mouth. And so then one cop restrains him, grabs his hands and puts them behind him. The other cop like grabs his neck, and then they're both telling him, don't you swallow it, don't you swallow it, don't you swallow it. And he's squeezing his neck because I guess that's supposed to prevent you from swallowing. And he ends up swallowing it anyway. But this brings up all kinds of crazy questions. First off, you need cocaine at Disney World? I mean, you're already in the happiest place on earth. How much freaking fun do you need to have, man? And secondly, what's with the gun in Disneyland? You're not going to rob the place. Are you worried about some mobster hit? Someone's coming to cut you down in front of Space Mountain or at the teacups or what? I don't know. Rides. I've never been there. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right. For thankfully, our last Florida story. This is god awful. We're going to Dade City. A 49-year-old woman was walking along the grassy shoulder of a busy highway there at about 3:30 in the morning. Look, I don't know why you're walking down the highway at 3:30 in the morning. I don't know. 49 years old seems a little old for overnight pedestrian escapades. But as weird as that is, some guy we suspect he was drunk swerved and hit her so hard that her torso and her head and arms were on the shoulder of the highway, but her legs flew into the right lane of the highway. So someone saw it, immediately gets on their cell phone, call the cops. Cops go block out the road. But there's another guy coming home drunk, and he sees the police blockade, and he thinks they're there to stop him. So instead of stopping and letting them finish marking off the side of the road, he hits the gas, and this drunk guy runs over the lady's legs, the dismembered legs. You know, there's drunk. Then there's Florida man drives over the dismembered body parts of a crime scene on the highway surrounded by cops.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
The great James Parker. Now listen to this. Warmer weather has arrived, along with widespread return of in-person events. Though this is good news for most, it may spell trouble for streamers. The research team at some company says when Netflix on April 19th announced a drop of subscribers, the page views will continue to be down. Shares of the streaming media company crashed nearly 40% on Wednesday, as the company delivered another disappointing quarter, sparking fresh worry on the street, Wall Street, about future growth potential. Netflix saw a decline of 200,000 people in net subscribers in the first quarter. The company forecasts subscribers to decline by 2 million in the current quarter. 2 million. Let's explore more. The stock tanked another, 4% on Thursday on news that a billionaire investor. No, I have to move this. You got to excuse me. No, why am I having trouble? Why do I always have trouble? The stock tanked another 4% on Thursday on news when billionaire investor Bill Ackman dumped his entire stake in Netflix, which he purchased back in January. I think its best days are behind it, he said. Whoa. One of their investors, Nolan, is one of the few Wall Street analysts to have downgraded Netflix shares months earlier. And in the wake of the stock's destruction, the analyst is standing by his sell rating on Netflix. We certainly are avoiding the stock and selling the stock for now, he said. Eventually, if they can turn this around, there's still a good growth opportunity for them. Well, that's some friend to have. Listen, here's why they're in trouble. First, they got arrogant. They decided they could price it the way they wanted, set it up the way they wanted, but here's where they hurt their karma. They canceled too many series too early. For example, Narcos. Narcos was promising us a third season. We didn't get the third season. We got one and two, which were too far apart, and then they promised us a third season, and they canceled that. The other thing that they keep hidden, that they don't want us to know, is that usually the number one series on Netflix is a rerun of an over-the-air broadcast network TV show. Not one of their originals, an over-the-air broadcast TV show that they have exclusives to, like Friends or The Office or something like that, that they had to pay a fortune for. Because why? Why? Oh, because that's good TV. It's not some vague German, Swedish thing. Nobody wants vague German, Swedish detective stories. Or worse, oh my God, the British detective stories. The British detective stories always take place at seaside towns. How is it possible to have that many murders at a town of five people who are always in the bar or the pub? But there it is on Netflix. Five people in the pub, always a murder in the town. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I am live on Sunday night, and this is Sterling on Sunday. All right, I'm Walter Sterling, and you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and how his pillow has given me the good night's sleep I deserve and I need, and you too. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest is on the towel set. Well, now, towels aren't something you think about often. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Well, now Mike's changing the game with a six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent and yet providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. This set, listen what comes with, two bath towels. These are huge bath towels. Two hand towels, and two washcloths. Now, this typically goes for $79.98. For a very limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99 with the promo code WALTER. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click the Radio Listener Specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 for the towel set. You will find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well if you enter the promo code WALTER or call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. And use my name, Walter, 800-844-0876, and take advantage of these great radio-only specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday doesn't fit in.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell you a story about an eccentric captain I once worked for. So in the early 90s, I was working in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. And our captain was this eccentric guy that would always wear a fedora. So we gave him the name the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter was a good guy, but he was kind of a character that he would speak and bark out in non sequiturs. Whatever was on his mind basically came out of his mouth. So one day when I just started my 4 to 12 shift, he came walking in. He's in his uniform, And he says to me, hey, Ferrari, get a car and get ready. I said, all right, boss. So I grab a set of keys and he goes, follow me. So we go out into the parking lot and he goes, drive, go north. I said, all right. So I get on the Major Deegan Highway and we're driving. He's not saying a word and I'm not in a position to question him. He makes me get off at 233rd Street, loop around, now come back down the Major Deegan. Now, I have no idea what we're looking for. Is it an accident? Did somebody get hit by a car? He goes, stop, 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 right here. I said, okay. He jumps out of the car. He goes, there it is. And there's this big, hairy dog laying dead on the side of the road. And he goes, would you look at that? And I said, yeah, Captain, okay. And he goes, open the trunk. So he opens up the trunk of the radio car. He pulls out a Polaroid camera, and he's taking pictures of it. And I'm saying to myself, this guy has lost his friggin' mind. Why did he make me drive all the way up here to look at a dead dog? He goes, Ferrari, get everything out of the trunk. He goes, we're going to put it in the trunk of the car. And I'm like, boss, I don't know. He goes, listen, I'm not asking, I'm telling. So the thing is frozen. We put the thing into the trunk of the car, and he goes, take me to the Bronx Zoo. So now I completely think this guy has lost his mind, right? And he's going on and on. He goes, I'm wondering if they'll put it in the tank with the Beatles, you know, so I can get the skull. And I'm saying to myself, what is this guy into? I think he's really lost his mind. So finally I said, I couldn't take it. I go, Captain, why do you want to take a dog to the Bronx Zoo? And he goes, what are you, an idiot? I said, huh? He goes, Ferrari, that's not a dog, that's a coyote. I said, a coyote? He goes, yeah, I'm a hunter. I know what a coyote looks like. He goes, you don't know what a coyote is? I said, no, I grew up in the Bronx. We don't got coyotes in the Bronx. He goes, well, you do now. We go to the Bronx Zoo, and the zoologist or whatever you want to call them, they were fawning all over this thing. They're giving their hypothesis how it got there. It probably followed the railroad tracks from upstate New York in search of food. And sure enough, the captain turns to the guy, he goes, can you put it in the tank with the Beatles? And the guy goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. You want the skull? And I go, what the hell are you guys talking about? So the zoologist explains that they put these dead carcasses in these tanks with beetles that eat them down to the bones. So if you want the bones or the skull, I guess you can keep them. So after all this, I got to see a dead coyote up close and personal. So be sure to check out my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
The usual edition returns. We took a week off to go on a caravan of wine samplings throughout the Napa Valley. Some of you may remember the power of jazz and Chardonnay, our most popular presentation. It's no place for a bourbon drinker. Have you ever had bourbon with lemonade? It's a festival in your mouth. A festival of bourbon sounds perfect. Now, Blind Jim.
I'm blind. I love bourbon and Chardonnay. Let's get updates.
If you have good glassware for people, they're going to get a better experience. And ultimately, that's what you want here, because if everybody's got a different shaped glass, they're all going to have a different experience. Some of them aren't going to be so good, most likely. So have the right glassware, whether that's a Norlin glass or a Glencairn glass or a Kentucky Neat glass or any of these great whiskey tasting glasses. It matters.
I have every kind of glass. For the Bourbon Fest, I'm ready.
Sterling on Sunday. Let's explore Chardonnay. Remember when the best came from France, then California? But now the best comes from New Jersey.
The creamy and buttery Chardonnays get those characteristics from a combination of oak barrels and a secondary fermentation process called malolactic fermentation.
And now a triple play. Hooks from our signature bands, Haim, Hanson, and Sitting on Stacy. Just know that I want you back.
Black dress, high heels, knew you when I saw you at a house show. See? Those three bands on the same stage would be fantastic. It would be great to hear Haim, Hanson, and Sitting on Stacy. The best thing is that I don't think Haim or Hanson know about Sitting on Stacy, but they will. Because why? Because I know I am a weather vane for popular culture. And the minute I heard Sitting on Stacy a year ago, I went, whoa, they're amazing. absolutely spectacular. Go on YouTube, type in Sitting on Stacy, pick any of their songs, listen to one all the way through, and you'll go, huh, Walter's right, that's a pretty good band. And then Hanson, you know about Hanson. And then Hive is, like, amazing. Three women, sisters, Hanson, three brothers. And then Sitting on Stacy, not related, but three guys, something like that. Are we having a good time tonight? We covered a lot of ground tonight. We started with the horrible story of a beautiful one-month-old baby being murdered in Ukraine, held by her mother, being fed by her mother, and they were murdered in their apartment building on the holiest day of the year in the Greek Orthodox calendar. This is the holiest day of the year in the Greek Orthodox calendar. It's just a horrendous quote-quote war, but it doesn't strike me as really much of a war. It's just a police action where Ukraine gets to defend themselves, except they really can't. Now, we've had on a man who's a banker in Ukraine, a normal guy who is taking care of his handicapped parents. We had him on the air twice. I have invited him to come on every single week. He hasn't been on last week or the week before because he says it's too dangerous. He can't do it right now. But the minute he feels safe doing it, he will come on. And this is what he told us. He told us that this is not a police action. This is genocide, outright slaughter, because they're not shooting back. Thousands of people are being killed. The country's being destroyed. What Russia gets out of this, mystery to me. And a mystery to you. What else did we talk about tonight? We talked about the fact that Netflix is losing a lot of subscribers. And I believe the reason they're losing a lot of subscribers is they got arrogant. That the shows that they're making themselves don't do as well as the over-the-air broadcast TV shows that they bought the rights to. However, I have seen a show, I don't know if it's, shame on me, I don't know if it's on Hulu or Netflix, that I started watching that I love. It's called You're the Worst, and I think you'll enjoy it. The other show I'm watching, which is on HBO, is the Julia Child show. It's the biography of Julia Child. And the best thing about that is it actually teaches us how to cook. I learned how to cook the most spectacular omelet the French chef way. Couldn't be simpler, and it couldn't be tastier. But then that was the only thing they've taught us to cook, the omelet. I'm having a lot of trouble talking tonight. I have no idea why. Do you have any idea why? I didn't think so. And then we talked about my daughter, who's 10, who has apraxia and is challenged by her school bully, who makes fun of her when she can't pronounce a word because there are thousands of words she can't pronounce. And what should I do with that teacher? How do I deal with that teacher who does not protect her from the bullying in the way that I imagine she should be protected? There's a challenge. That's my week. That's what I've got to do. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Now, remember, we have a great website. It's called Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. And on that website is our blogs, our podcasts, information about the show, everything you want to know about the show. It's a beautiful website, and the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.